Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected today to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Last night, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said even if the House does impeach him, the Senate trial's outcome will not come as a surprise.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
McConnell speaking there on Fox News, the Kentucky Republican will reportedly call for a vote to acquit President Trump, since a majority of senators do believe the impeachment trial has run its course. The Naval Academy will honor three victims of last week's shootings at the Naval Air Station Pensacola during the Army-Navy game this weekend. Navy players will wear red, white, and blue memorial patches, and spectators will pin ribbons to their lapels. The three were shot and killed by a Saudi airman last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
The deadly attack at a kosher market in New Jersey early this week is being investigated as a case of domestic terrorism. The state's attorney general giving an update yesterday, 2 days after a police officer and three others were gunned down. He says the two suspects hated Jewish people and also hated law enforcement. Meanwhile, from just across the way, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York says the city will root out hate and won't allow it to grow, and he asks for help from the public.
Any information could be priceless, could be decisive, could save a life. If you think you see an indicator of a hate crime about to happen, call 911.
A bankruptcy judge is approving a nearly $103 million settlement for the families of people killed and injured in a pedestrian bridge collapse at Florida International University in March of 2018. The bridge, which had a new design, collapsed, killing six and injuring about a dozen others. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest on a mysterious vaping-related illness in the United States. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The CDC in Atlanta says four more people have passed away from that mysterious respiratory illness tied to vaping. 52 people have died so far in 26 states and the District of Columbia. About 2,400 people across the country getting sick and having to be treated at the hospital.
Just getting word that at least one person's been injured in an active shooter situation at a factory in Conyers, Georgia. Police say they're looking for the shooter, and nearby businesses and schools are being locked down. The shooting took place in the parking lot outside of the Dart Container Plant. It's about 26 miles east of Atlanta. Pop superstar Taylor Swift attacking what she refers to as toxic male privilege in the music industry. The singer was given the first ever Woman of the Decade Award at Billboard's annual Women in Music event in Los Angeles last night. In her acceptance speech, Swift brought up her public battle with music mogul Scooter Braun. Swift says she was denied the chance to purchase her own music outright, and then her entire catalog was sold to Braun's Ithaca Holdings Company. Check us out online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Kind of like John F. Kennedy said, hey, look, we're going to the moon not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And we're going to get this country back on track, not because it's easy, because it is hard, and we're fighting these prevailing forces. And they're becoming more and more evident, lest you try to fool yourself. What's going on. It makes you wonder, you know, like the conversation we just had with Stephen Strang, you know, from Charisma Media. If Donald Trump had not been elected, what would we not know? How much deeper would we be covered in manure and be more and more, you know, starting to form and look like mushrooms as we were continued to be kept in the dark and fed all this manure? Thank you very much, mainstream media and other outlets that just wanted us to stay blind boxed and begging. But, you know, God wouldn't have it that way for us, thank God. And now we know more and more every day about the truth. John Guandolo joins us, and John is a former FBI agent, and I want to talk to his past expertise in regard to FBI. Of course, he's with Understanding the Threat, and we're also going to cover the jihadi attack in Pensacola and what's going on. Again, John has continued to be faithful to warn us about the clear and present danger. It's no longer existential. It's within our gates. It's within the boundaries of the United States of America, whatever boundaries remain. But before we get into that, I do want to address some FBI issues and, you know, and get into his expertise about what we've been told with this recent IG report. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Great to be back with you, Bill.
Well, John, before we get into, as I mentioned, the jihadi attack in Pensacola, I.G. Horowitz presented his report. I had maintained early on and warned our audience. I said, look, you got to understand who Horowitz is. And I think he's cut from the same garment, similar garment as James Comey, in terms that he's an institution guy. He's looking to preserve the institution of the FBI. He is not going to readily present it in a bad light. And that was clear with some of the early leaks. It was clear based on his summary and making it seem that what the FBI did was, you know, just kind of like a minor offense. But yet for what the FBI did earlier under, you know, the Mueller campaign, Mike Flynn says something, and one FBI agent said, well, it's not that big a deal. But Andrew Weissman said, no, we're going to make it a big deal, and we're going to say that he lied, and we're going to convict him. you know, for that said lie, as we interpret it. And they held his feet to the fire. But yet, we cannot use that same standard when it comes to the FBI. Somehow it's, you know, kind of a minor mistake. What's all this about?
Well, I think we could take everything you're asking and summarize it. There were a couple people, Congressman Jim Jordan, Senator Ted Cruz, and others, who asked very clear questions. And Mr. Horowitz answered them very clearly. Am I getting this right, was the line of questioning, that the FBI altered, tampered with evidence, lied in front of the FISA court knowingly in order to unlawfully surveil a presidential candidate of the United States. Do we have that correct? And the IG said yes on all counts.
Wow.
Now, this is something you and I talked about a long time ago when this all first started buzzing. And we talked about, if you recall, about how the FISA process works and the very significant level of detail that it takes to get a FISA application from an agent in the field through FBI headquarters, Department of Justice, including usually sign off by the FBI director, the attorney general or his designee, and get it in front of a FISA judge. So we now know that the FBI director, the deputy director, and the assistant director for counterintelligence in the FBI knowingly allowed a FISA application in the equivalent of a criminal affidavit and the criminal side, but obviously FISA is different, to go before a judge knowing that evidence had been tampered with and that the what was in the FISA report was untrue. And then it was the reapplications were continually submitted on several times with the FBI director knowing this. And now he's out in TV and prior to all of this, he has openly lied openly on numerous occasions about all of this. And the one thing I want to leave with your listeners is this. What we're witnessing right now is very clearly a coup attempt by a political party working in league with the Marxists and communists, both inside and outside the United States. And sadly, the Republican Party and its leadership is treating like this like a political circus instead of acts of war against the government of the United States, which is exactly what this is.
Exactly.
And to me, that's the problem. These people that we're talking, that you're talking about, are treasonous and seditious. And the fact that the Senate leadership, Mitch McConnell, an agent of the Chinese government, we can talk about that later.
Right, which Peter Schweitzer brought out in his book, Secret Empires.
This guy, the fact that it's going to go to a vote shows you that the attorneys around the president are not looking out for the president, nor are they looking out for the Constitution and the well-being of the republic. The Solicitor General should be before the Supreme Court saying there is not a shred of evidence. This is exactly what the founders of the Federalist Papers warned about, an abuse of power of Congress against the sitting president. You need to shut this down now. But none of this is being discussed, in my professional opinion, in the realm that it should be in the perspective of what's actually going on.
This is truly bombshell, what you just reported and what you just stated right now. I mean, it's been said, Jerome Corsi, you've said it before, I've said it. Other experts who have come on the show have said this is nothing short of a coup. But you are more definitive in your statement than I've heard you ever before, John Guandola.
Well, I don't know how we can continue to turn away from this while at the same time looking at a Democrat Party who literally has presidential candidates and gubernatorial candidates and state legislature candidates and members of Congress running who are avowed Maoists, Marxists, communists, and the Republican Party sits on its hands.
Exactly. No, it is very confusing, and the body politic is up in arms about it, and they're starting to speak out and make themselves known. I think that what we saw happen in Britain yesterday is a portent of what's going to happen in the 2020. Stay tuned. We've got more from John Guandola. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment. just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
As a matter of fact, thank you for listening. We appreciate you sharing a part of your day with us. We're fresh and independent right here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with John Guandolo continues, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area. What I am so grateful to John about specifically is that he gives it to us straight. He is passionate about the truth. He is passionate about his God-given talent and his purpose in life, you know, to protect us and to warn us. He has been that watchman on the wall that spiritually we talk about, and that's what we need. But we need to also listen to his voice. America is shrugging over this attempted coup on a legally elected president, and it's not stopping. I mean, the fiasco that's going on right now in D.C. that we're paying for, these legislators who are, it is beyond my imagination that they have abandoned, John Guandolo, the rule of law. I mean, there is no civility about their statements. A criminal comes to law and gets more rights and consideration than the president of the United States. I mean, they have already convicted this president. They have not presented one fact to, you know, support their case, but the president is guilty by perception. I mean, what happened? I mean, most of these people are lawyers, and they're part of a lawmaking body, and they're making this up as they go along, abandoning legal procedural principles. Is this what America has come down to? Is that we're relenting to a totalitarian mindset?
Correct. Yes. And again, it's not that they're just overstepping their bounds. This is an intentional coup against the president of the United States, abusing power. All the abuses of power that the American people just heard from the inspector general, and you will hear more of as more evidence comes out. Mm-hmm. A 500-page Robert Mueller III report and no evidence of any wrongdoing of criminal activity on the part of the president. 500 pages, 2.5 years. So what's the point? It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. This is about control of the state and power. It is totalitarianism. And the Democrat Party at the national level is leading the charge.
Backed by the mainstream media and foreign elements, as you mentioned earlier. Lest people think, you know, or they're confused. I mean, we saw it clearly in the Mueller report. We saw how this has played out, how other nations have been involved and their fingers, and I'd say handprints more than their fingers have been involved in, you know, whipping up the fires and getting their tentacles into our government, these globalists that want the American idea to be no more. I mean, John, this is a fight for the basic soul of an idea of the American dream. And look at, if we the people don't take it back, then the Marxists are taking over because they've been moving along. This hasn't been something that's only happened in the last couple of decades. This has been a march that has been going on since the mid-1850s.
That's correct. And if you look at what the published communist objectives were for the United States, and they were reprinted in a book by an FBI agent in the 50s called The Naked Communist. I know you're aware of that.
Yes.
That book and that list, literally they have accomplished those things on the list. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back. This is an organized effort, as you say, that has been going on for decades, not just two decades, certainly since the late 1800s, mm-hmm. but in real aggressive format since the 1920s, and they have a plan. You have all the Democrat candidates saying, we support socialism, we're taking your weapons, and we want to kill babies after they're born. Mm-hmm. How much more evidence does the individual need to see what this no longer just a political party, but an instrument of warfare against the Republic. What is it that you need to see to show you who they really are? Mm-hmm. Look, they took down the state of Virginia. The Commonwealth of Virginia is now controlled by Marxists. They did that. They had a plan. If you look at the mechanisms of that plan, how they did it, the funding mechanisms and the grassroots structure and framework, mm-hmm. they're now doing that in other states.
Exactly.
Florida is the next major targeted state where you had a governor, a guy who almost won governor, Andrew Gillum, who is a school-trained Marxist, not just a socialist. He is an enemy of the United States. And we are, our FBI and our federal government is failing, which goes right to the point that understanding the threat, my organization has taught and trained and produced documents and videos all about, is that we win this war at the local level. We give people the tools to identify these networks at the local level and to rip them out of their communities using all available resources that you got.
Exactly.
And some communities mm-hmm. aren't going to bounce back initially because they're so far gone. But a lot of them can and will. But it takes citizens to say, enough, mm-hmm. help us to do this.
Yes. Well, John, it's not just the Marxists that have, you know, been well, you know, connected and ingrained into our government. Trevor Loudon has reported that he's been shouting from the rooftops for a number of years now about the Marxists and the plans that they have executed, especially under Barack Obama. They seem to really seal the deal during his administration. But we see other things that are happening. I mean, these jihadi attacks like what happened in Pensacola. I mean, that's almost kind of sidebar stuff, isn't it? I mean, that's a real threat, there's no doubt. But I see a bigger threat, you know, that's taking place, which is at the very soul, the very purpose of what America is all about, which are these Marxists, what they're attacking. It's almost like the jihadists are just useful idiots to their end game, are they not?
No. The Marxists are actually the hammer for the jihadi movement. And we see that at the national, state, and local level, and at the international level as well, but mm-hmm. focusing on the United States, the jihadis and the Marxists are working very closely together. So you see the Marxist candidates working directly with jihadis like Ilhan Omar Lizar Sour and organized efforts at the local level. And this thing in Pensacola, that's a state action of Saudi Arabia. That's a Saudi military operation against us at a naval base. And even this president continues to talk about Saudi Arabia as if they're an ally.
Mm. No, I mean, they've shown time and again they're an adversary. What is going on? What is Donald Trump blind to here? Is it just the money? Is that what's blinding him?
No. I can't get inside his head, but my analysis is he is a very shrewd and sharp guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has recognized that he has been surrounded by people that don't get it. But when you live in an environment where the State Department, the national security staffs, your general officers don't understand this and have catastrophically failed for 18 years, and you're swimming in that, then you begin to think that, well, maybe I don't have it quite right. There are other interests here. But he's got it right. His gut, I believe, is right on the mark. But he's fighting basically everybody that's around him, including his daughter and son-in-law.
Interesting. So what's his next step with the Saudis?
Well, I think the recognition that they're an enemy of the United States. I mean, you've got the ambassador to Saudi Arabia to the United States who literally provided money to one of the handler of the 9/11 hijackers, working with a senior al-Qaeda guy, at least evidence of that, and all the other evidence that folks can go to understandthreat.com read the article.
Check it out yourself. We're out of time. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Said, yep. You don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected today to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Last night, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said even if the House does impeach him, the Senate trial's outcome will not come as a surprise.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
McConnell speaking there on Fox News. The Kentucky Republican will reportedly call for a vote to acquit President Trump, since a majority of senators do believe the impeachment trial has run its course. The Naval Academy will honor three victims of last week's shootings at the Naval Air Station Pensacola during the Army-Navy game this weekend. Navy players will wear red, white, and blue memorial patches, and spectators will pin ribbons to their lapels. The three were shot and killed by a Saudi airman last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
The silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, in-vehicle technology, I know it sounds like a mouthful, right? Well, think about this for a moment. It has significantly increased importance to vehicle shoppers over the last 4 years. In fact, vehicle tech now ranks ahead of exterior styling when it comes to deciding which car to buy. New car buyers would do well to spend less time looking under the hood and more time examining all the technology in today's new models. Of course, the engine still matters, but more important is how the driver and passengers interact with today's increasingly sophisticated automobiles. No exaggeration to say the smartphone has changed everything, including how we engage with our cars. Most car makers offer some sort of connected smartphone app, and what may appeal to one consumer might hold a little value to the next, depending on their needs. Now, the latest innovation in car technology now allows consumers to use tracking software in the event of a stolen car, and even provide 360-degree camera angles. Now, Carl Brower of Kelley Blue Book is back with us, and he's going to be talking about the latest innovations in automotive technology and why you should consider adding them to your next car wish list. Carl, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, great to be on with you. Always fun talking tech.
Well, exactly. Well, it's not all about what's under the hood anymore, but you can't help but be drawn to all these latest tech innovations as soon as you open the door, right?
Well, it's crazy, really. I mean, you mentioned how every shopper has now essentially across the board made styling less important than technology, and now even brand is starting to take second place. 60% of millennials and even 40% of baby boomers, they're more interested in the technology of the car than they are concerned about the brand they're buying.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk specifically about some of this tech that is eye candy for the millennials.
Yeah, you mentioned how smartphones and smartphone apps have really become kind of central to what manufacturers are offering. And it makes sense, right? We're all carrying our phone around with us constantly. And now you've got the ability through these apps that most of these manufacturers have to see the location of the vehicle, to see whether or not it's locked or unlocked. And you can do that remotely if someone's near the vehicle and you're not, but they want to get into it. You can start the engine remotely. It's really quite amazing. Everything you can do just through the phone app and tracking the location and all the status of the car.
Isn't that crazy good? I love these ideas. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's really neat, and it really expands, you know, your communication with the car. Like you said, the car has become as smart. Some people say your smartest tech in your driveway, and it's really amazing. A lot of features.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the Hyundai digital key. What's going on here?
Well, Hyundai's taken it a step further with the digital key. Now you can do all the things we mentioned about remotely starting and unlocking the car. You can also get in the car and drive away. Most of the apps won't let you do that, but the Hyundai digital key will. And so you get the new Sonata, and we're talking mid-20s here for the car that has this feature. And you don't need to bring a separate set of keys. As long as your phone is with you, you can unlock the car, you can get in the car, start it, and drive away. And that's the kind of tech you're going to probably see on a lot of vehicles over the coming years. But it's very, you know, uncommon now, and Hyundai's already got it on the Sonata.
I'll tell you, the smartphone is a game changer, and with 5G just about ready to roll out from coast to coast, already being rolled out in some markets, as we know, Carl. I know. What is this going to mean?
I think it's going to mean that you're just going to have a lot more knowledge about your car. You're going to be able to see your car. You know, these cars have these 360 cameras, which are great for when you're parking them, but you're going to be able to actually check on your car, like, live by your phone. You'll be able to go on your phone eventually and say, hey, is anyone near my car? And all, and you'll be able to check and see that it's still sitting where you want it and that nobody's touching it.
Mm-hmm. What about maintenance-wise in the interaction and intelligence of, hey, look, it's time to change oil and that kind of thing? Are we going to get updates on our app, on our smartphone app as well?
Absolutely. Right now, most of these apps will tell you how many miles are on the car. You can see the odometer through the app, and it'll tell you if you're overdue or when the next service is coming.
Wow. This is amazing. I love how this is developing. And this is all at rocket speed, isn't it?
It is. It's changing rapidly. It's an area where the manufacturers are competing with each other because they're competing for the attention of the consumers. They see how much more important technology is, and they're battling it out. Of course, as always happens when there's competition between big corporations, usually the consumer wins.
Well, we're talking with Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book about new technology in cars. I mean, this is quite... you know, a need for orientation when you get a new car. It's not like you just jump in the car, turn the key anymore. I mean, you've got, it's like the car is a computer in and of itself now.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you want to start thinking when you're thinking of buying your next car, and you know there's technology out there, think about the technology that you specifically could really use, right? Maybe you live in a cold climate, and you want to be able to start the car remotely. That's what a lot of them can do now with these apps. But maybe you also live where there's a lot of traffic. And, you know, smart cruise control has been around for a while, but now a lot of these vehicles, they'll go down to completely zero speed, 0 miles per hour, and then start the car rolling again, essentially taking away a lot of the traffic jam pain and stress that most of us deal with if we live in an urban environment. And maybe you're just not into all the buttons and switches and the interface that's in your car. Very commonly people are overwhelmed and not real thrilled with figuring that all out. But if you use Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, again, relatively common on cars now, you basically just have to know how to use your phone, and a lot of that transfers to the car.
Well, what you do is you just take your 12-year-old with you and let him start jamming on the buttons. I mean, that's what I did. I mean, there was so much about the car I didn't understand. And I think my son was probably about 14, actually. And next thing I know, I go, hey, why? How do you do that? I didn't even know. It was incredible.
Yeah, we know how to drive, but they know how to control the car. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, just of course, all of this stuff that he had already figured out in terms of even believe it or not on gas usage and to be more effective. You know, the car had that kind of technology, so now it's even easier yet with the smartphone interface.
Yeah, it really is, and it's really letting you do things that people wouldn't have believed. No, not that long ago, remotely with the car, tracking it, controlling it, and now, of course, with the Hyundai Digital Key, driving away and not needing anything more than your phone to drive the car around.
Yeah, who needs bulgy pockets anymore? Something dangling around, you got a digital key. Well, what a great idea, and certainly I'm sure all these other manufacturers are going to be moving in that direction as well.
Yeah, we're going to see this. This is, you know, something that Hyundai's out in front of a lot of other manufacturers on, but eventually they're going to have to go this way to stay relevant and to basically acknowledge the fact that all of us, you know, we might as well almost have them surgically implanted, right? These phones are with us at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, scary thought. Carl, how do we know which new vehicle technologies would benefit us the most?
You know, that's really what everyone's got to think about. They've got to think about, you know, what kind of lifestyle am I leading and which of these technologies do I feel like I could most use. And a lot of them are becoming standard, so you're actually going to not even have to work that hard to get a lot of them. But, you know, something like smart cruise control, it's not on every vehicle out there. But if you live in a congested area and you really feel like beyond just cruise control when you're out going, you know, in rural areas, you'd also like that traffic jam assist. That's what a lot of them offer, Parking is really a pain for a lot of people still, but you've got these 360 camera views, so you can see exactly where you're backing into. These are the kind of things you want to do, is just think about the tech that's out there, think about what you deal with in your daily life when you drive in your vehicle, and you're probably going to find some kind of package or multiple packages out there that'll help solve the problem.
Yeah, Carl, what happened to the time when, you know, knowing how to parallel park was some sort of rite of passage? I mean, now you got the devices that can, you know, parallel park for you. Isn't that cheating?
That's exactly what I've said. I look at my own kids who've just learned to drive, and it's like, man, you guys, I swear, you are. I've used the word cheating with them.
Exactly. I mean, hey, I remember the rubber trash cans we would put out and practice, right?
Right.
I mean, not
exactly.
The kids today, it's no problem. It's lickety-split, and hey, Dad, why did you think that was such a problem anyway? Oh, that's right. That's right, Dad. That was the olden days. Yeah, we remember that. And we're talking about the new days and all this new technology. Carl, thank you so much for being with us. Where can I go for more information?
Sure. You know, if people want to learn more about the Hyundai Digital Key, they can go to HyundaiUSA.com. And if they want to learn more about just technology across the industry, they go to KBB.com and our car review section in there. There's a story in the latest news about best technology for 2020.
Well, outstanding stuff. He's from Kelley Blue Book, Carl Brower, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carl. Take care.
Take care.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. How you doing? Hanging in there? Fret you none, okay? I understand. It can be a little wiggy with all the craziness going on. Maybe you're watching too much TV, okay? Go outside, hit some golf balls, have some fun, go ride a bike, go for a walk, hand in hand with your beloved, and make the most of it. Why not? Because... you know, last time I checked, God's still on the throne. He's in control, all right? Lest you freak out. I'm reminded in the book of Daniel, the second chapter, that it is God who changes the times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. As we were talking earlier with Stephen Strang from Charisma Media, you know, people are freaking out because of what's happening in our government. And I think for all the right purposes, Paul Batura joins us now. He's the Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. And I want to get him in on this early. Paul, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, I want to talk about what's happening in the body politic right now. I mean, it's absolute craziness. The rule of law, how it's been abandoned. I got to tell you, I'm ashamed of the legislative body of the House of Representatives, the way they're conducting themselves, because after all, they serve at our pleasure. It's not the other way around, lest they forget, and we need to remind them, just like, you know, the people of England, are reminding their legislative body. And it came out loud and clear, you know, can you hear me now? And the American people need to make sure that the legislative body is hearing them. Because the way they're conducting themselves, they're adding to the incivility of the body politic. By example, the way they talk, I mean, it shocks me, Paul, because we're talking, you know, most of these people are lawyers. And it's like all of a sudden the rule of law, the way they conduct themselves, their demeanor, their language, in talking about the president and due process, I mean, there's no alleged, there's a lot of perception, there's a lot of opinion, but it's not presented that way. It's presented to the voter politic as if it's fact. And, you know, and you've got to wade through all this language and incivility that really makes us all feel a bit dirty in the process.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Bill, I'm a fan, you know, the old saying that if you don't laugh, you'll cry. And I think lately the Babylon Bee has done a great job capturing what's going on. And you probably saw that story of, you know, they had the Capitol enshrouded in a circus tent because they said that's really what's going on down there. I just got back last night from Washington, and the mood down there is exactly as you describe it. It's two groups of people who are looking at the same thing and are seeing things completely opposite. And obviously, we come from a conservative point of view, and I would echo everything you've said. And it's very discouraging. Thankfully, our founders and their wisdom, you know, established ways to ratify this and rectify this, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, common sense will prevail in the you know, beginning part of next year.
Well, maybe what it's begging for after everything is all said and done, Paul, is that there should be rules established beforehand, not as you go along. You know, there should be a certain decorum that says, okay, this is the way you go. You don't overwhelm the minority. Everything about our Constitution is to protect the minority. Everything that's on display right now is obliterating the minority. It's becoming totalitarian in practice, and that's rather scary.
It is scary, and you're right. I mean, again, in the brilliance of the founders, they did work in those safeguards to give the minority a voice, and unfortunately, we're not seeing that employed here. In fact, they're getting run, roughshod right over, and it's really discouraging. But again, I think we pray and we trust that the Lord knows the end from the beginning, and it's going to work out one way or the other. I think good days are ahead.
Well, exactly. And as I was reading from Daniel, the second chapter, verse 21, it's God who controls the leaders, lest we forget. And there was a reason for Donald Trump, you know, at this point in time, coming to this country. Many people were on their faces, on their knees, praying that the hand of divine providence would intercede on behalf of the American dream, because we were going clearly to hell in a handbasket. But I don't think people realized how bad it was. I keep reflecting, Paul. I remember the first week or so when the president was in the Oval Office. He had come outside into the Rose Garden, and the media says, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" And he had this rather foreboding look on his face. I cannot erase it. It is indelibly marked in my memory and in my mind. When he said to the press, he goes, "It's a mess. It's worse than I thought." And what it reminded me of, and for me, having been in business for many years, and particularly in Southern California, when the home furnishings industry especially experienced a lot of bankruptcies, I mean, it was unbelievable. And that was the look of, you know, temporary CEOs who would come into businesses, and after examining the books, you know, you'd say, "How bad is it?" And they go, "It's really bad." And that look that Donald Trump reflected reminded me of a flashback back in the latter 80s and 90s, and what I saw over the faces of a lot of temporary executives who came in to try to save companies and to save them out of bankruptcy. And I saw that same look on the president's face, and I'm going, "Oh, my goodness, this is really a mess." So when he talked about the deep state and talked about this unelected bureaucracy pulling the levers of government, we don't realize how bad it is.
Yeah, and that's a good analogy. And it's incredible that given all of the opposition and all the resistance and all of the bad press and all of the negative, he's been able to accomplish what he has.
Exactly.
You know, we're thrilled. We're thrilled with the with the judicial appointments he's made, which have just been tops. And you cannot imagine him getting all that done given the situation and the circumstances. But 170 plus judges later,
exactly,
reshaped the judiciary, and I think that should give us some encouragement amidst all of the depressing news.
Well, even if by some chance, you know, and I would think that the Democrats would really have to stuff the ballot box even more than ever before to keep Donald Trump from being reelected. My humble opinion, okay, for what it's worth. But they're really going to go crazy. I mean, we talk about foreign interference. There was a lot of domestic interference that we haven't even begun to uncover. When you have a former attorney general who remains in denial, who insists that there's no such thing as voter fraud, and I ask him, I say, well, AG Holder, if there's no such thing as voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and convicted and spending time in jail for it?
Good, yeah, good question. And but you know, I'll tell you, Bill, I know your listeners are probably a lot like me. We all have friends who see things differently. And I was back east, and I visited with my brother. Mm-hmm. I have three brothers and a sister, and my oldest brother is a raging liberal. Mm-hmm. And when we were chatting about this, I mean, he has such a different worldview. He just can't see it. He didn't know anything about Fusion GPS, right, about the dossiers, the origins. I mean, he's just consuming the liberal propaganda left, right, and ignoring the truth and ignoring the facts. And I think a lot of our politicians, of course, are just like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our neighbors are as well. And it's very difficult to navigate in an environment where the facts are ignored and opinions are what gets the most airing on most networks.
Exactly. And the sad part of it, and the Bible warns us about running into people who are foolish, and it's really sad and heartbreaking when it happens to be a family member. But, you know, that's what happens when you get so ideologically fixed. It's like you shroud yourself. You put on a garment of ignorance because you don't want to learn. You don't want to expand your knowledge. I was reminded of that, and I've shared this with the audience several times because I've been reviewing Jordan Peterson's book. And he says that when you become ideologically fixed, it's like you render yourself stupid. And I had to think about that. I go, wow, you know, because what happens when you're so ideal, you're not listening. You're not listening to people. You're not taking in new information. And as we know in life, it's dynamic. It's always changing. Things are always moving. You, if you fix yourself on certain things, I mean, there are certain first principles I believe that you should fix on. And I believe, you know, from a biblical worldview, you know where I'm coming from there. Those first principles I am fixed on. And if I'm rendering myself stupid based on biblical principles, well, so be it. You know, God and I will have a conversation somewhere down the road. But that's what I choose to do, you know. And it has served me well experientially. I can go back and say, man, you know, it's like, you know, like that moment in time between, you know, God and Cain. When God told Cain, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And those times when I look back at my life and I was doing right, those things that are righteous, those things that are consistent with godly principles, it's gone well for me. Even in the midst of suffering and crazy stuff, sometimes I didn't understand. Ultimately, it went well for me because I chose to do right. And by experience, I just pass that on for what it's worth. But, you know, we can be ideologically fixed whether you are on the right or on the left, whatever political bent you are. But I caution, I throw it out as a warning, is that we need to be nimble even still. Not nimble to the point, or as my old mentor used to say, that you can be sometimes so open-minded that your brains will fall out. I'm not saying that, okay? We still want our brains to be where they need to be, right?
That's right. Read the book of Proverbs. It's a bipartisan book. We should always be seeking after God's wisdom, God's point of view. And you can get, you know, Proverbs answers, the gives us wisdom for when the rules don't apply. And a lot of life is gray, and we need to figure that out.
Well, certainly where we live in these times right now, it's not for the faint of heart. And we need activated people of faith. I mean, this is really, I believe, what elected Donald Trump and got us out of darkness to this point. But we can get back into darkness right away if we ignore the truth and we walk away from the light. Isn't that right, Paul?
You can take that to the bank, Bill. That's the truth, and that's the promise of the scriptures. And that's why we can get up out of bed and we can smile and we can keep moving and we can trust that no matter how bad it looks, the Lord has this in the palm of his hand.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.